Next up, we've got Ernesto, and he is in Peoria, Illinois. Hello, Ernesto, and welcome to Catholic Answers Live.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can
hear
you.
Yes, we certainly can. You go right ahead.
Okay. Well, just very quickly, I would like to say to the previous caller that the simple fact that she's keeping the faith, to me, that's a strong testimony. I haven't lost any children myself, but I can see the pain that she's going through.
Sure.
Yeah.
So how can we help you, Ernesto?
Sure. I have a question. I have been reading St. Thomas of Aquinas a little bit, and he says that God is full actualization, that he
Correct.
Doesn't change, that there are no potentialities in God.
Amen to that.
Well, and the Catholic faith teaches that Jesus is God.
Right.
Well, I don't understand how Jesus, who was also a man and did change, he was a baby and became an adult.
Correct.
Didn't have any potentialities because he did change.
Yes.
So I don't understand how to reconcile those
things. Ernesto, this is a fabulous question, brother. I mean, you are getting into the depth of mystery here of the hypostatic union, which for our listeners is a fancy philosophical, theological, highfalutin phrase for the union of two natures in one divine person. So, Ernesto, what you're referring to is how Jesus is one divine person, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, who, after the Annunciation, when Mary said yes to God's plan to bear the Son of God, that second person of the Blessed Trinity, who for an eternity with the Father and the Holy Spirit possessed the infinite reality, the infinite being, the same divine nature, right, with the Father and the Holy Spirit, took upon himself another nature, namely a human nature, a nature he actually created. Now, Ernesto, the key to Jesus being able to experience change is by virtue of his human nature. You see, the divine nature doesn't change. As you mentioned correctly, Ernesto, as Aquinas said, we know by the natural light of human reason, infinite subsistent being itself has no potentiality, void of all potency. It's pure act, right? It's pure actuality. So therefore, it's immutable. The infinite being cannot change. So therefore, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit cannot experience change by virtue of the divine nature. But because the Son took upon himself a human nature, he then can experience all things that go with being human. And change is one of those things that belongs to being human. So, for example, Jesus could cry, Jesus could laugh, Jesus could suffer, Jesus could die. Yes, the second person of the Blessed Trinity could experience the human condition of death, not by virtue of the divine nature, which is not subject to change, but by virtue of his human nature. So the mystery lies in the fact that one divine person can experience things from two natures. He can experience things that go with having two natures. So he can do the God things by virtue of his God nature, if you want to call it that, being omnipotent, all-knowing, etc. But then he can also experience things that go with being human, and change being one of those. So the key, Ernesto, lies in keeping the distinction between the divine nature that Jesus possesses for an eternity with the Father and the Holy Spirit and the human nature that he begins to possess, that he takes upon himself when Mary says yes to the angel Gabriel in Luke chapter 1. We have to be careful not to confuse the two. The divine nature doesn't become the human nature, or the human nature doesn't swallow up the divine nature, or the divine nature doesn't swallow up the human nature. In Jesus, those two natures are distinct, and therefore, Jesus is able to experience things that go with having both of those natures, a divine and human. Does that help in any way?
So what you're saying is that the second person of the Trinity has existed forever, but Jesus himself came into existence at the moment of conception?
Okay, very good question. The person, Jesus himself, Jesus as the second person of the Blessed Trinity, did not come into existence, for he existed eternally with the Father and the Holy Spirit, right? But what he did create in the temporal order of things is his human nature, which consists of a human soul with an intellect and will and a human body, okay, hypostatically joined to his one person, the divine person. So although the divine person didn't come into existence, the divine person did bring into existence a created human nature, human intellect and human will with a human body. That he did create, and that did have a beginning in the temporal order of things.
Okay, now that you put it that way, I think it makes more sense.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Well, great. Thanks so much for the call, Ernesto.